98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Rush Hour Reboot.
Here's what happens. Maloney takes over in the Auction Community Studios. She drives. She gives facts. Max Stark's filling in for Wolf and I. We sit back and give opinions. Maloney, go.
So Cam Newton has officially signed a one-year incentive-based deal with the New England Patriots. ESPN's Mike Greese joined Golic and Wingo this morning and discussed whether it will be an open competition for the starting quarterback job in New England.
Open competition, Mike, and I think I truly believe that. And well, I would say if you were, say, give me some odds, I think it's fair to say I'd probably put Cam now at the top of the list just based on what he's already proven to be in the league.
So, who will be the starting quarterback in week one?
Cam Newton. Yeah. No way. I put Jarrett Stidham out there, especially after whatever two-game or one-game preseason game. Cam Newton has enough time to catch up, and Josh McDaniels has enough time to scheme. So, if Cam Newton's not out there, it's a travesty, and I'm wondering, is he healthy? That's the only way you don't start him, is if he's not as healthy as they claim.
I totally believe it's going to be a Cam Newton deal. I think Cam Newton instantaneously makes them better. And maybe, you know, by some miracle, Jarrett Stidham really, really is a special player in waiting. And, you know, who thought Tom Brady, draft pick number 199, was going to be the greatest of all time? So I get it. But I just don't see a scenario where Cam Newton can't beat out Jarrett Stidham other than what Max just said, unless it's health-related. And I think Cam Newton is going to be so willing. I mean, he's an MVP, and 31 other teams said, you're not good enough. And really 32 teams did, because look how long it took to sign him. You can say coronavirus all you want. I do believe a physical was important. But listen, Cam Newton was massively humbled, not getting anywhere near what his past says he's worth. I think this is a huge signing for both sides, and I think Cam Newton comes out with a vengeance.
Who do you think will be the starter in Week 12 against the Cardinals?
That's a tougher
Cam
question
Newton.
Because
Cam
the injury, Newton. The injury issues.
So unless he'll stay healthy,
catches,
Max?
Unless he catches COVID.
Don't wish that.
I'm saying that's the only way he's not. So that's the extreme. That's the worst case scenario.
Or if his foot, or wasn't it his shoulder?
I think both.
Well, look at how long Tom Brady played, and Tom Brady wasn't really touched. I think they're going to devise a plan because they know they need to keep him healthy to make this run. So they're going to do a lot of things to give him some throws and limit his exposure. If you can limit Tom Brady for 20 years, you can limit Cam Newton for 12 weeks.
But is Cam Newton Cam Newton if he's limited? And I'm going to say it's Cam Newton, but not nearly with the level of confidence that Max Stark says, because I do believe he's going to learn a lot. Now, granted, he had Norv Turner for a year. He had some good offensive coaches. But I think he's going to learn a lot from the Patriots, and therefore he'll learn to play the position in a better way to take care of himself. And that's why he'll be able to do it. But I would never... Never would I try to slow Cam Newton, the man, down. I still want Cam Newton to beat Cam Newton if I'm the Patriots, but I want him to run out of bounds. I don't want him to take on tacklers.
Former Packers wide receiver James Jones listed his top five wide receivers heading into the 2020 NFL season. Number five was Tyreek Hill. Number four, Keenan Allen. Number three, Davante Adams. Number two, Michael Thomas. And number one?
My number one wide receiver is in Atlanta. He's in the ATL, and that's my brother from another mother, and that's Julio Jones.
So, DeAndre Hopkins didn't make his top five. Your thoughts on that?
That's BS. I don't know what James was doing. I don't know how he was feeling that day. Maybe he had a cold. Maybe there was, like tension headaches, you know, where it's the front of your head is just pounding and you can't think straight. But I don't know how you even get past the top three. And she teed him up to say DeAndre Hopkins, and he still gave it a hard pass. He swiped right when he should have swiped left. And I'm like, what is wrong with you, dude? Go ahead. Now, granted, I probably got the swipes wrong. But there's no way – you say Keenan Allen is a guy who, with an unproven quarterback in that system in L.A., is a deeper threat than DeAndre Hopkins with Kyler Murray. There's no way you do that. And Davante Adams, get out of here. He can get double coverage and he'll disappear. Trust me, my fantasy team has reflected that over the last 3 years. And I don't know how you get that. So, James, I love you. You're great on network. I love when you analyze, but no, thank you. Pass on your top five. I will go with my own.
Number one, if you're a married man, always get dating app swiping references wrong. Very good move by you, Max. Number Thank two, you. I look at this and I just laugh because, James, I don't know how long you think that you're never going to get away from this one. There are some opinions that are so bad, it hurts everything else that you do. I'll give you an example. There's a man by the name of Matt Millen who was one of the best color analysts that the NFL had. I mean, he was fantastic. Then he becomes the general manager of the Lions, and he was so horrible at his job. I can't listen to him do football games anymore. Because when I saw you had the chance to run a football franchise and your draft picks were so bad, it's hard for me to believe anything you say on the television that you know what you're talking about. You were that bad at that job. So now I look at a guy like James Jones and said, and James, you played football with a great deal of football IQ. You did a lot of good things, and I'm sure you're a nice man. But James, I can't listen to any of your opinions ever again. This one was so bad. And just plain wrong. Are opinions wrong, right or wrong in this country? You're allowed to have your own opinion, but you're also allowed to be wrong and get ripped for it, and that's James Jones. That opinion was just factually incorrect.
The NFL has fined the Patriots $1.1 million and took away a third-round pick in the 2021 draft, among other punishments, for their television crew inappropriately filming the Bengals sideline during a game last season. So was it harsh enough? Here's ESPN's Mike Reese again.
I think it'll depend who you talk to, Mike. I actually view it as incredibly harsh and actually precedent-setting, because what stood out to me is, like, Bill Belichick isn't really part of this punishment. This was the Patriots television production crew, which is not part of football operations.
Do you think it was harsh enough?
They got Cam Newton, so it neutralizes anything you can tell me. A third-round pick next year or still signing Cam Newton this year, it's just like when the Steelers gave up a first-round pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick. I'm going to take this year's spoils, and I'll deal with next year when next year hits, because if I get a Super Bowl or if I'm on a Super Bowl track, I've won. $1 million to Robert Kraft is nothing. Or, I'm sorry, to his son, because Robert Kraft is no longer in control, but still his billions are. Yeah, I'll take the first over the latter, and we'll deal with next year when next year hits.
I'm going to say it wasn't harsh enough because of the repeat offender status. If this is any of the other 31 teams, it might even be too harsh of a penalty. When it's the Patriots, I don't think it's harsh enough. One of two things should have happened. It either should have been this specific penalty, but announced days before the NFL draft. When you go into a draft thinking I've got a number three pick or a third round pick, and all of a sudden you find out very soon after you don't, and you don't really have much time to recoup that pick, I think that's fair. But if you're giving a third round pick as a penalty in July, and basically we're in July, I think the NFL should have gone harder and either done a third and something else in a future draft, like a third this year and a fifth in the 2022 draft, or they should have taken away a second-round pick.
Yeah, I mean, here's the other thing. Eliminate them allowed to sign free agents. How about that? Because like you said, repeat.
That's nice. Offender,
I would do that. I would say, hey, guess what? You got to play with the roster you got this year. That's the only way you stop the Patriots. Or your limited pool, you can only pick guys 37 and older for your free agents. Like taking away a draft pick when this is a team that is predicated on veterans and guys being in your system, that would hurt them more than taking the young guy away, because the Patriots way is not only to foster your own, but get the best available guys and retread them and repurpose them. And that's where they make their hay. A lot of times when you think of the Super Bowl runs, because every time we think they're depleted, they go get a new free agent that can then establish guy who needs a second chance, and then they come out of the ashes like a phoenix. Huh, you see the reference?
I not only did I catch the reference, but I'm more entertained by your the proud feeling you have at making the reference. That was even better than the reference.